You're listening to Bodhi Light Tales, the podcast for mindful people on the go.
Hello, this is Miao Guang. Today's Bodhi Light Tale is Saving Angulimala. In the Buddha's time, north of Sravasti in the village of Sana, lived a Brahmin named Manibhadra and his favorite disciple, Angulimala. Having the utmost respect for his teacher, Angulimala believed everything he taught, never once questioning him. Angulimala and his teacher were so close that others were jealous. One day, a rumor began to spread that Angulimala had an affair with his master's wife. At first, Manibhadra did not believe it. However, now his wife began to see how handsome and clever this young man was, she began to feel attracted to him. One day, when Manibhadra was out, his wife tried to seduce Angulimala. "Hold me in your arms, please. Angulimala, I'm in love with you." Knowing that the situation had taken a turn for the worst, Angulimala replied, "Please do not say such things anymore. You're like a mother to me. This is a pure place of practice for us renunciants. I am trying my best to let go of attachments and more. I'm sorry, but this can never be." Seeing that Angulimala did not reciprocate her love, she felt scorned and humiliated. Hate began to grow. In order to avenge her humiliation, she tore her clothes and ruffled her hair, then waited for her husband to come home to find her in such a state. As soon as Manibhadra returned, she cried, "I have no will to live anymore. Let me die." Confused and anxious, the Brahmin asked, "What has happened here? Tell me, my dear wife." His wife then lied to him by saying that Angulimala had mistreated her. She lied because she feared that Angulimala would tell her husband what truly happened. In order to protect herself from shame, she chose to lie and cared not whether that lie would hurt Angulimala. Upon hearing this, Manibhadra was furious beyond words. He called for Angulimala to see him immediately. When Angulimala arrived, his teacher said in anger, "Listen carefully. As my disciple, I've taught you everything that I know, except for one last secret. Now, if you want to know this last secret, you must kill 100 people, chop up their fingers, and wear them as a necklace. Only then will you gain the last secret to awakening." "My teacher, killing 100 people cannot be the path to enlightenment. Not only is it a crime, it is pure evil," exclaimed Angulimala. "You're a fool. What do you know? You want to be a Brahmin, do you not? So go atone for your sins by killing 100 people. Don't you want to go to heaven?" Manibhadra replied furiously. Angulimala, ever trusting and respectful of his teacher, dare not disobey. Steeling his heart against his compassion and moral code, he started to kill people unwillingly. While out begging for alms, the Buddha's disciples heard stories of the terror, pain, and fear Angulimala was causing the people. They reported this to the Buddha immediately. On hearing what happened, the Buddha made ready to see Angulimala. Frightened by Angulimala's behavior, one of the disciples asked, "Buddha, are you sure about going to see him? He is a murderer. Your life will be in danger. He is someone who so desperately needs help. How can I turn away from someone who does not know better?" The Buddha said, As he headed to where Angulimala was last seen, a passerby said to the Buddha, "Aren't you the great sage, the Buddha? I think it is best if you do not go further from here. A murderer lies ahead." The Buddha smiled, nodded his head, and said, "Thank you for your kindness. But I must go there because I know someone is killing people. I'm not afraid even if the world should be full of my enemies, let alone one person." So the Buddha kept walking, not because he wished to die, but because he knew he had the power to help Angulimala and free him from his delusions and sufferings. Fully lost in his need to kill, Angulimala slowly approached the Buddha. However, as he got closer, he was fascinated by how calm and noble the Buddha looked. At once, he lowered his knife and asked, "Who are you? Are you a sage?" "I am Buddha. Please do not fear me. I feel your intense pain and suffering. I have come here to help you and show you another way," the Buddha replied kindly. Upon hearing this, Angulimala dropped to his knees and bowed till his head touched the ground. The Buddha then continued, "If it pleases you, let us return to Jetavana Monastery together. Would you like to become my disciple?" "But I cannot. Why would you help me? I am a murderer. Everyone is afraid of me. All run away when they see me," Angulimala replied tearfully. "Please do not worry anymore. As long as you repent truthfully and honestly, you shall be saved. That is the true and only way to atone for all your transgressions. The light of the sun shines on everything and everyone, sinner and saint alike. As tainted water enters the sea, it becomes pure. As the earth absorbs manure and urine, they too become pure. Do not be afraid anymore. In each moment of the day, life is another chance to change our ways for the better. If you are willing to seize that chance and do so, you shall be saved," the Buddha said. Still crying, Angulimala simply nodded his head and said, "Yes, Buddha, I am willing to repent my wrongdoings and be saved. Please accept me as your disciple." The Buddha smiled kindly and said, "Yes." Ever since that day, Angulimala practiced diligently to purify his body and mind. This story highlights the Buddha's compassion and willingness to help even a murderer like Angulimala. The Buddha's compassion was such that he never abandoned anyone who could be saved. He's like the sun that shines on everything and everyone, like the sea and the earth that can absorb anything and make it pure. The Buddha did not see Angulimala as a murderer, but a human being who was lost and needed help. Though having done terrible deeds, Angulimala was ready to change and be saved. The Buddha taught him the importance of repentance. Sincere and truthful repentance can atone for any wrongdoing, no matter how grave. Angulimala also demonstrates how all human beings can make a positive change in their lives if they have the will to do so. Just as Venerable Master Xingyun says, "Through repentance, darkness within turns to light, boundless defilements cease, arrogance subsides, hidden fears turn to happiness."
This is Miao Guang. Thank you for listening to Bodhi Light Tales. Subscribe to Bodhi Light Tales and have stories delivered to you every week. May your day be filled with happiness and wisdom.